Oh, hey, sweetie. Sorry for coming back so late. Some stuff happened at the lab, and I had to stay longer than usual. Oh, you know how it is. The research assistants are always getting into trouble, and I'm the one who has to clean up the mess. I don't really mind most of the time, but, well, you know, it isn't fun when that cuts into our time together. Saw a couple takeout bags in the kitchen. Did you pick up some food for us? Crap. Yeah, it was my turn to cook tonight, wasn't it? Sorry, babe. I got all wrapped up with the business at work, and I totally forgot. Oh, I'm feeling a little under the weather, actually. It's not a big deal, though. Just a headache and some flushed skin. Well, now that you mention it, the headache is pretty bad. And before you ask, yes, I made sure to drink plenty of water today. I even took some ibuprofen, but that didn't help. Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know. Maybe I should take a nap or something? Then I'd at least be able to cool down from everything that happened today. You should eat, though. I mean it. You've been waiting all this time. I don't want my good boy going to bed on an empty stomach. Aw, thank you. But you don't have to worry about me, sweetheart. I'm sure I'll be fine in a couple hours. Hey, don't be sad. You can watch a movie while I nap. Maybe one of those ridiculous horror movies I don't like. What's the name of that one you've been begging to see? Right. Psycho Goreman. Why don't you put that on while you eat? Doesn't that sound good? And I'll be just in the other room so I can holler if I need you. Well, it would be nice to cuddle, but there's no reason for both of us to skip dinner. You're too sweet. My darling baby boy, doing everything he can to make me feel better. Come hold me when the movie's over, okay? No fussing. I'm the one who makes the decisions here, aren't I? So, if I tell you to enjoy yourself, that's what you'll do. And when you're done with that, we can snuggle close under the covers. I'll lie there in the perfect darkness of our room, letting the steady beat of your heart lull me to sleep. You'll be good, won't you, baby? Here, give me a little kiss. Who am I kidding? One kiss isn't going to be enough. I can never stop once I've had a taste of you. And I love holding you by your chin like this. It always makes you so shy, so docile. Sweetie. But I should really go to bed. This headache is only going to get worse if we go any further. Oh, baby, you have nothing to feel guilty about. I know it's been hard seeing me so stressed these past few weeks, but it isn't fair to beat yourself up about it, thinking you aren't good enough to help me. I mean, you've run yourself ragged trying to take care of me through all this. Listen to me, sweetheart. There are some things you can't fix, things that can only be weathered. And all of the sweet words and homemade cookies in the world won't change that, no matter how much you wish they would. It's okay, honey. I'm okay. You're all I need, got it? As long as I have my sweet baby boy, I know everything's going to be all right. You make me so happy, sweetheart. It's such a relief to finally talk to you after a long day of work, to tell you about everything that happened to the lab. And honestly, I don't think I could live without those massages you give me. Or at least I'd probably be walking with a cane. Thank you, darling. It means a lot to hear that. I just hope that you'll still love me when the storm has passed. No, you're right. It's just, I want to be one you can rely on, to have you in my lap as I run my fingers through your hair and know that you feel completely safe. I want to be strong. So strong that I won't ever have to feel insecure or anxious again. I'm not used to this. It's also confusing. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. No, you're not being pushy, honey. It probably would help me clear my head. Yeah, just move over a little bit on the couch so I can sit down next to you. God, I didn't realize how much I needed this. To be held and caressed, surrounded by your scent. Babe, your skin feels so warm and so soft. I want to feel even more of you. Take off your shirt. Good boy. Let me run my fingers along your arms and slowly trail them down your chest and finally stop at your waist. I haven't used you to de-stress in a while. I bet that's why I've been so worked up. Maybe all I needed was to have my adorable little pet service me. What do you think, puppy? Yeah? Me too. Stay still while I unbuckle your pants. Good boy. You're already so hard down there. Mistress is going to grip your shaft and gently squeeze. Good boy. Moan into my mouth. You're so cute when you're being teased. If you keep whimpering like that, I won't be able to hold myself back. How about I use my other hand and play with those sensitive nipples of yours? Yeah? Do you like it when I rub them? They got in really stiff for me. I wonder how you'd react if I took one into my mouth and started sucking. Aw, look at you squirming. Poor baby boy, trying so desperately to thrust into my hand. Do you want me to stroke you? Not yet. Darling, what did I tell you about holding your voice in? That's better. Let mistress hear all those delicious moans and gasps. Puppy, your hand. Wait, you don't have to worry about me, really. Just relax. Let Miss do all the work. Fuck, you're rubbing me through my skirt. What? Wait. You felt it, didn't you? The bulge in my panties. God, I'm so stupid. If I'd gone straight to bed, this would have never happened. But I just couldn't help myself from touching you. Could I? Sweetie. I understand that this is a little shocking, and I doubt you really know how to respond right now, but before you say anything, I just want you to hear me out, okay? I don't expect you to forgive me for keeping the secret. I really don't. So if you decide to simply walk out that door when I'm through, I won't try to stop you. All I ask is that you listen to what I have to say. Do you remember how I told you I was being reassigned to a new project at work? No, I suppose you wouldn't forget, especially since that's why I've been so busy lately. Only, I wasn't exactly telling the truth when I said that. I was taken off my last project at the lab, except they weren't moving me over so I could help some new team get its footing. In fact, I haven't even been in the lab for weeks. Not that lab, at least. I really shouldn't be telling you this. I mean, I sat through a whole orientation on why I shouldn't. Screw it. I can't keep lying to you. I was recruited to participate in the study of a certain unique sample, one obtained by the government, and which required they needed to keep a secret. an organic sample of non-terrestrial origins. I understand how ridiculous that might sound to you, but if you'll give me the chance, I can prove everything I've said. I have endless files, reports with my name on them that I could show you. I would be insanely illegal, but only if I got caught. Unfortunately, I also have some more physical evidence. Earlier today, I was working with the sample, not expecting anything to happen when it started glowing. I didn't know what to do. I mean, it hadn't reacted at all the entire time we've been studying it. We thought it was in stasis, but for whatever reason, that alien creature woke up. It was scared, of course, being trapped in that little room. It panicked and tried to break free of the restraints. I was able to administer a dose of anesthetics, but not before it cut through my protective suit. Oh, don't worry, sweetheart. It was barely a scratch. No one else even noticed it. They still put me through a brief quarantine and ran a number of tests, though, just in case. It all came up negative, and since they thought the suit was still intact, there was no reason to keep me there any longer. If I'm being honest, it was careless of me not to tell them that I had gotten injured. What if I'd been infected with some horrible disease? But I felt fine. Plus, there were still mountains of papers I had to get to. So, I kept my mouth shut. And sure enough, I began feeling odd. Towards the end of my shift, my body was hot, aching with desire. I could feel how I was getting... It made focusing on anything impossible. My thoughts just kept returning to you. I couldn't stop fantasizing about all the things I was going to do to my good boy when I got home, about all the ways I would take you. After an hour of that agonizing lust, my body began to change, slowly, without any pain. Though, that didn't help assuage me any. I was terrified. I didn't know what was going to happen to me. All I knew was that I wanted to go home. Maybe that was wrong, to leave so quickly. I probably should have stayed there at the lab, let the other researchers figure out what the small cut was doing to my body. It was careless of me to come here. But this is where I felt safest, with you, in our home. I was running on instinct at that point. I thought, if I could just get here, then maybe everything would be right. I'd take a nap in our bed to clear my head, knowing you'd be at my side the whole time. Then, when I actually saw you sitting there, I was hit with this wave of shame and fear. I'm still not sure how you'll react when I take my panties off, what you'll think when you see how I've changed. Are you sure you won't freak out? I love you too, sweetie, and I won't let this get between us. I'm so lucky I have you. I knew my good boy would make this all better. Okay, you ready? I'm going to take my skirt off and slip my panties down my legs. There. Honey? You haven't said anything. You're just staring at it, at my tentacle. I knew it. It's horrifying, isn't it? You can't even look. What? Yes, you can touch it. Just be gentle. I'm really sensitive there. Yeah, I'm okay. I didn't know your hand would feel so good. I guess that makes sense, though. It's right where my clit would be, after all. What is it like, rubbing my tentacle? This is only a hypothesis, but I think it lubricates itself, and that's why it's so slippery. My best guess is that interacting with the sample caused me to develop some kind of alien sexual organ. Fuck. This is even better than I imagined. Every time you touch me, a bolt of pleasure goes through my entire body. I don't want you to ever stop. Good boy. Wrap your fingers around the base. Jerk mistress off. It's getting hard. This feels really strange, but at the same time, so good. I mean, I was stroking your cock only a few moments ago, and now, the pleasure keeps building. My mind's going to turn to mush at this rate. Whatever did this, it must have made me go into some sort of heat as well. I started getting turned on even before the tentacle grew. I had this sudden, inescapable urge to fuck you. Is this how their species reproduces? Or was I infected with a bizarre virus by accident? Fuck, I don't care anymore. All I can think about is your soft fingers going up and down my shaft. Good boy. Rub the head as well. Wait, why did you stop?
Sweetie, of course you can suck me off. I didn't want to ask and risk pushing you too far, but I guess I don't have to worry about that anymore. Make sure you go slow, okay? I'm pretty big. I don't want you to choke. Well, I'd rather work you up to that. There you go. Get on your knees for me, puppy. Take off those pants. You heard me. Strip. Such a pretty little pet, looking up at your mistress like that. Do you want to worship me? Yeah? Why don't you start by kissing the tip? Good boy. God, I'm so wet. You're driving me so fucking wild, getting spoiled by my perfect boyfriend, using him however I like. I might not be able to live without this anymore. Don't look so concerned. In that case, you'll just have to relieve me every day. You're used to that, aren't you? There's some fluid coming out. Baby, are you sure you want to swallow that? We don't know how it might affect you. You're looking all that pre-cum up. Such a greedy little slut. You weren't going to stop until I come, aren't you? Take as much as you can, baby. Do you like feeling me twitch inside your mouth? Yeah? I bet it's a lot different than sucking a cock. Softer, yet still wonderfully stiff. You're so good with your tongue, sweetie. I'm glad I had you lube my strap with your spit so many times. I didn't think it would ever pay off like this, though. My perfect baby boy. I was so worried about how you'd react, afraid that you might leave me all alone again. But you never do that, would you? No. You're mine. Of course you still love me. Still adore your caring mistress. I think I'm starting to get close. Can you take me a little deeper, sweetie? There you go. Just relax as I put my hands on the back of your head and slowly push you down on my thick cock. God, it's practically moving on its own. My tentacle is fucking your throat, sweetheart. I can't get enough of watching you squirm, hands lightly gripping my thighs as you struggle for air. My sweet, submissive little boy. Fuck. I can feel something coming. I'm gonna go a little bit rougher, okay? Just tap me if you need to stop. Good boy. Just let mommy hold your head down as she thrusts into you. I'm about to come. It feels like I'm gonna erupt. Fuck. I'm pumping my cum inside you, baby. Take it. Swallow every drop of my thick sperm. It's all spreading out. There's so much. That's my good boy. Suck it dry. Clean mommy up. Are you okay? It's just... that was pretty intense. Baby, you're crying a bit. I wasn't too rough on you, was I? Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you deep throat a tentacle for the first time. You sure you're all right, though? How did it taste, my cum? That's not what I expected. Strawberry? Really? Well, at least it was sweet. I'll feed you even more if you'd like. I'm still really worked up, baby. And I don't know if your mouth is going to be enough for me this time. Shh, shh, it's okay. It'll just be like taking my strap. I promise I'll be really gentle. But if you're even slightly reluctant, you have to tell me, okay? I would never force myself on you. Hey, if it comes down to it, I'm sure I can finish myself off. So don't worry at all. You were wonderful tonight. Yeah? And you aren't just saying that to make me happy, right? All right, then let's go to the bedroom. Aw, is my pet trying to take initiative? Or are you just so pent up that you couldn't wait any longer? I took you right to the edge earlier, stroking that beautiful cock, but you were so naughty touching me down there. I didn't even get to finish you off. Don't think I didn't see how hard you were, gagging on my thick shaft. I thought you might even come just from swallowing my load. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I wasn't even thinking, clearly. I forgot to give you permission. Such a shame. I bet it would have felt amazing, squirting all over the place as I emptied myself down your throat. Hey, there's no need to be disappointed, sweetie. I'll make up for it. I'll pound you so hard, so deep, that you'll come without me even touching your cock. That's the reaction I was looking for. That shy, excited little smile. Stay still, sweetheart. I'm going to pick you up and lie you down on the bed. Fuck, what have you been eating? You felt a lot lighter than usual. Maybe growing a tentacle wasn't the only thing about me that's changed. I hope you enjoy being carried around, sweetheart, because I think I'm going to be doing it a lot more. Oh, that got your attention, didn't it? Were you fantasizing about being lifted up and taken as I hold you? Maybe later. Right now, I want you on your hands and knees for me. Stick that ass up in the air too. Good boy. Don't move. I need to get the lube. No whining. I said we were going to take this slow.
Here we are. I'll just put a little bit on my fingers and rub it into your ass. Shh. I know it's cold. I know. Such a good boy. Mommy's going to line herself up at your cute little hole, okay? Good boy. Breathe for me. Feel your body easing up as I enter you. You're so tight. I can barely push myself in. Do you think you can take a little more? Keep begging. I'll give you exactly what you want, exactly what you've been waiting for. I'm sorry, honey. I can't stop from moving my hips. Tell me if it's too much. This is so much better than using my strap. I can feel your ass squeezing around me, the warmth of your body up on my shaft. I never thought I liked to have a tentacle this much. And it looks like you're enjoying yourself too. Your toes are curling up.
and every time I thrust my hips, a strangled moan escapes your lips. Yeah? Does mommy's baby boy like being made into a slut? You waited so, so patiently for me to come home. You were worried about me, weren't you? About all the work I had to deal with? All the stress? And you knew I'd want to claim you when I got back. Let out all my frustration on my precious baby boy. I hate leaving you. It takes every ounce of my will to step out that door in the morning, knowing I won't see you again until it's dark outside. But when I do get home, those whimpers make all that stress disappear. Tell me, did you play with yourself while I was away? No, you didn't even finger yourself a little? Good boy. I'm the only one who gets to make you feel good. Your pleasure is mine. Just like that cock. And this tight ass. God, you look like a fucking mess right now. Yet, you keep bucking back into me. Do you want mommy to pound you even harder? There's no need to be so loud. I think the neighbors heard that, sweetie. Such a needy little slut. Honestly, what am I going to do with you? Feel my strong hands grabbing onto your hips, my tentacle thrusting inside you, even deeper. Good boy. Let mommy use you like the whore you are. My whore. I've never even fucked you this hard. You're practically growing limp in my arms. Don't faint on me. I'm almost there. My tentacle is spasming inside you, pulsing as I get closer to shooting my load. This ecstasy, it might make me go insane. Wild thoughts keep running through my mind. I have this weird impulse, like I want to breed you? My body's begging me, just let go and plant my seed deep in your little bussy. I can't explain it, but I've never needed something so badly. Please, sweetie, tell me how much you need my cum inside you. That you're just a slut waiting to get knocked up by his mommy. Yes. Say it. Good boy. I'm gonna fill you up. Make it so my cum leaks out of you for days. Fuck. I'm almost there. Do it with me, sweetie. Make a mess on those sheets as I breed you. I'm coming. Take it, sweetie. Feel me bottoming out in your ass. My hot load spurting inside. Yes. Get pregnant. Good boy. Relax so mommy can. Pull herself out. That was kind of crazy. I mean, it was amazing, but I really meant what I was saying at the end there. Another side effect of the cut I received, no doubt. It makes me wonder, could I be changing in ways I haven't even noticed? Ways more subtle than a tentacle or a heightened libido? More importantly, could these changes affect other people as well? Like you, for example. Shit, I really don't want to think about that right now. Always trying to comfort me, aren't you? I don't know why I haven't put a ring on your finger yet, but whatever happens, I think we'll be okay. Worst case, I just have to go back to the lab and tackle this problem with a fresh set of eyes and without a raging sex drive. And who knows, change can be good. You should sleep, sweetheart. We both should. I'm too tired to stay up much longer anyways. Just nuzzle into my chest. I could tell you a little story if you like. It probably won't be too amazing since I'd just be making it up on the fly. But I might go to sleep better that way, yeah? Alright then, let's see. Once upon a time, there was a lonely dragon who lived in a cave all by herself.